From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, schlub. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, July 18th, 2008. I'm Mike Pesca, schlub, debatable. You know, before the show, I was printing out one of the, most things that we're going to read later in the show. I looked down, I noticed I was working on the laser jet printer. The laser jet printer. That has got to be the most disappointing part of my life, and yours too if you think about it. Let's say 20 years ago, a fortune teller, a magical genie, Kazam, says, I will offer you this deal. I will allow you to peek slightly into the future, what you will be spending your time doing. And you would, of course, say, tell me, oh genie. And he will look through the clouds and peer through the gossamer haze and say, yes, it is a piece of machinery. You are working with this machinery. It is a laser jet. You will spend your days with a laser jet, but I don't know how. I don't know why it's all fading. And for 20 years, your mind would spin. You would say, my God, I hope I am on the right side of this global battle. I hope our laser jet technology whoops our enemies and their primitive pulse rays. Maybe the laser jet will patrol the skies as a force for righteousness. I can't wait to see of my encounters with the laser jet. Cut to 20 years later. You're in the office. You're being asked to check tray 2. Is it letter or legal? What does that mean? Is letter or does that mean if it's not legal, it's letter? Letters are illegal? What are you telling me? These are the things I think about because the laser jet disappointment has just dampened my life. Damn you, Kazam. Damn you and your paper jams. Wait a minute, paper jams. Perhaps, for instance, delicious foodstuffs will be fashioned out of household items like concrete mustard and particle board frosting. Yes, is that what you mean by paper jam? I guess I just keep doing this unrealistic leap of sci-fi. I don't know why. On the show today, going from schlub to stud, Judd Apatow may have raised the schlub to exalted levels never seen before, but the schlub will always aspire to be a stud. We'll talk to a former schlub, now a stud. You know what? He'll cop to it. He's still kind of a schlub. The Breeders are in studio to talk and perform for us, and movies with Daniel Holloway, which means Batman. Well, let's kick things off with the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Go ahead, eat that tomato, red, round, Roma, cherry, plum, on the vine, off the vine, whatever. The government now says they're safe, but the salmonella mystery continues, still under suspicion. Hot peppers. The government warning stands to avoid jalapeno and serrano peppers. A major American prison system is under fire. The feds found unsafe and at times inhumane conditions at Chicago's Cook County Jail. NPR's David Shaper has more from Chicago.
Chicago U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says an investigation by his office in the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division finds conditions in the Cook County Jail, the nation's largest single-site county jail with close to 10,000 inmates a day, to be unconstitutional. He cites everything from plumbing, ventilation, and electrical problems to a culture of abuse by jail guards and inadequate medical and mental health care.
People have died. People have been amputated, people have been beaten, people have been hospitalized for reasons that shouldn't happen, and at a certain point, that has to stop.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart, who runs the jail, acknowledges some of the problems, but also blasts Fitzgerald for relying on inflammatory language and anecdotes and hearsay from inmates.
NPR's David Shaper reporting from Chicago. The massive fires in California threaten people and property, but wildfires can strike wildlife, too. Feeling the heat, 50 endangered California condors. The flames tore through a sanctuary near Big Sur, but the birds were smart and had some help. Nearly all made it out alive. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has the story.
Relying on instincts, 43 adult condors escaped the blaze and located fresh air and food that included a beached whale. As flames closed in on the sanctuary, officials with the Ventana Wildlife Society orchestrated a rescue of 7 chicks and an adult bird. A U.S. Coast Guard helicopter carrying biologists made 2 trips to the sanctuary. The Society's executive director, Kelly Sorensen, says some birds nearly perished when on the second trip, the helicopter had difficulty landing due to thick smoke.
They did manage to find the helicopter pad. The remaining condors were loaded onto the helicopter and flown back to Monterey just in the nick of time.
The flames destroyed an aviary, a release pen, and thousands of dollars worth of equipment. There are only 315 condors in existence.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting, and that is your news for now. More online at npr.org.
This is NPR.